42 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's your Monday morning, 16th day of June. We're in the mid-month mode of June, James Timberlake.
Mid-month mode.
Mid-month mode.
What does that mean even entail?
Means summer's going by.
It is. It is.
It's moving along.
It does kind of feel like it's flying by.
We're less than a month from rodeo week.
Yeah, I know. That means something a lot different for us.
Yeah. It's
about to get real busy around here.
All good stuff. James caught the broadcast last night, a live stream on showtomedia.com, Trooper Baseball, and dang, Troopers lost a couple there.
Yeah, the first one was a lot different than the second game, is what I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Much different vibe.
All right. Good call of the game last night. Appreciate you.
It was fun.
Doing the ball game last night. And today is Joan Van Ark's birthday. She was an actress, Knott's Landing fame, 82 today.
Okay.
And professional golfer Phil Mickelson is 55 today.
I think he's retired.
Is he?
I'm not mistaken.
Well, once you're a pro, you're always a pro, right?
Well, I mean, especially in golf. It feels like you can just, you can play forever.
That's true.
If you want to.
Yes. 1891, George Hormel and Company was founded in Austin, Minnesota. In 1937, it introduced Spam.
Oh, okay.
World's best-selling canned meat product.
Never had it.
Even to this day. You're not missing out, man.
There's maybe not a product that I've heard more varying degrees of differences than Spam. I've heard people that are like, oh, I love Spam. It's so good. And then I've heard your reaction to it, which is the most disgusting thing on planet Earth.
Yeah, I think it is, too. You canned meat, anything canned meat, I think just,
The idea of it is...
It does
churn the stomach
Turn the stomach. 1567, Mary, Queen of Scots, imprisoned Scotland's Lochleven Castle on this date.
Okay.
1858, in a speech in Springfield, Illinois, Senate candidate Abraham Lincoln said the slavery issue had to be resolved, declaring a house divided against itself cannot stand. 1858.
Touche.
1883, baseball's first Ladies Day takes place when the New York Gothams offer free admission for women to a game against Cleveland. That was in 1883.
The New York Gothams. That's a cool name.
I know, right? 1894, the first recorded squeeze play in baseball.
Oh man, I'm sure that had... I can't imagine the amount of columns that were written about that.
It was a pair
the day
of,
after.
Yeah, it was a pair of Yale players in a game against Princeton.
In the rivalry.
Right. 1903, Ford Motor Company is incorporated and Harley Davidson as well.
Okay.
On this date. It is, and on the same date, 1903, U.S. patent was issued for soft drink formula called Pepsi Cola. On the same day, U.S. patent was issued for chicken goggles.
Oh.
Yeah, designed to protect chickens from being pecked in the eyes.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Chicken goggles. There you go. In 1929, Otto Funk arrived in San Francisco to become the first person to walk across the U.S. playing a violin. There you go.
Sure.
4,165 miles in 183 days.
Playing a violin.
Playing a violin.
I wonder how much, he must have started hating the songs he was playing after
that was
a while.
1929. You didn't get across the U.S. very easily.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You know?
It was either that or a really slow car or a horse.
So, he walked.
Yeah, and he said, I'd rather walk.
Yeah. 1967, the three-day Monterey International Pop Music Festival, which catapulted Jimi Hendrix and The Who and Janis Joplin to stardom, opened in Northern California.
Okay.
1987, I remember this because I was a big Kareem Abdul-Jabbar fan growing up, signed a two-year contract with the L.A. Lakers for $5 million, making him the highest-paid player in any sport.
Man.
$5
million. Yeah. We've gone up from that since then.
Yeah, we have. Today's fudge day. Nothing better than a good fudge.
I'm a little indifferent on fudge.
Really?
I'll be honest with you.
You don't like fudge?
It's a little rich for me.
I like a fudge with frosting on it, man.
I can usually take about 2 bites of fudge, and then I'm like, this is a lot. I don't know if I want the rest of this.
Depends on the fudge.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Then on the same day, it's Fresh Veggies Day.
Okay. Oh,
that's a contrast.
Yeah. Good contrast there.
Yeah. Take your cat to work day. You should have brought Emilio with you.
Nah, he was. There's no shot that would have worked.
he wouldn't even have made the car ride here, right?
No. Maybe the car ride, but I would have been hearing it if he was in the back seat.
Yep. Yeah, no kidding. Isn't it amazing? Sometimes you hear sounds out of him you've never heard before. It's like, whoa, where'd that come from?
James, I can tell you're unhappy there.
Today is
Emilio.
Today is World Sea Turtle Day.
Cool.
I know. One of the top 10 things I've ever seen in my life. I was deep sea fishing off the coast of Florida, and we were pretty far out, and these 2 sea turtles came up on us, one on each side.
Cool.
These things were the size.
Oh yeah, they're big.
Of a Volkswagen Beetle. It was amazing. It was absolutely, I was just, wow. I didn't care if I caught anything.
Yeah, they're...
That was amazing.
That's one of those animals that you kind of underestimate the size of until you see it the first time.
Until you see them, yeah.
Because everybody's used to, you know, box turtles, and they're relatively smaller. Sea turtles, no, they're big creatures. Weigh a lot.
Yeah. These things were the size of a Volkswagen Beetle next to us.
Mm-hmm.
They were just enormous. That was, well, like I said... One of the top 10 things you see in your life. It is Ride to Work Day. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tortilla. You could walk to work while playing violin today, too,
right.
If you wanted to.
Why not? You can. And World Refill Day, whatever that means.
Okay.
Refill your drink, I guess,
sure.
Right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. It's Vinegar Day.
Okay.
All right, if you like. Vinegar.
I don't know. There's people that drink like apple cider vinegar.
I know.
Vinegar.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Maniacs. Absolutely
that
insane.
That stuff is so acidic.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how they do it. I'd be on the floor croaked over.
I know. Yeah, I tried that once, and it's just like, nah, this ain't working for me.
No.
I just, yeah. Hey, we're 1 week away from a new observatory opening up. The Vera Rubin Observatory will have first look event where the observatory will unveil its first spectacular images. Now, while the observatory will begin releasing images and data around this time, full-scale scientific operations are anticipated to commence this year. Situated on a mountaintop in the Chilean Andes, it has the largest camera in the history of astronomy. Mm. It weighs 350 metric tons.
Wow.
And will canvas the entire visible sky from the southern hemisphere every 3 nights, producing 20 terabytes of data every single night.
That's a lot of...
That's 350 times the data produced by the James Webb Space Telescope every day. Dang.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. So I thought I heard you talking, and maybe it was on one of the broadcasts about people. No, it was on Public Pulse last Friday. You're talking about people that cough and sneeze, and you're like, oh, man. And you're next to that person.
Oh,
that
in you? A movie theater.
In a
That's
movie
what
theater?
It was, yeah. We were with the context. We were talking about, people that are, like, sick and come to a
right,
movie. I'm like,
right.
What are we doing?
So when we hear someone cough or sneeze, it's natural that we might think they're spreading a cold or various germs on us.
Yeah.
But a study from the University of Michigan found that people are actually quite inaccurate when it comes to, you know, picking up legitimate illnesses based on sounds. So, James, so you can rest a little easier. The lead survey, we find no evidence that perceivers can reliably detect pathogen threats from a cough or sneeze because sometimes it's just normal. It's just, you get that... tickle in your throat or you have that, then, you know, you sneeze and then people just think, but still, I'm with you. It's like, especially if they just continually keep doing it, I can see once, or, you know, they do it,
right.
If they have a cough or
for me, it's,
you know,
it's
sneeze and then you're done. But if it's continually coughing through the entire, like in your case, movie,
Yeah. For me, it's more the location. Like, because I was at a movie theater, I swear I was sitting next to the sickest person on planet Earth. And I was trying to watch, I think it was Oppenheimer is what I was at. And I was trying to watch Oppenheimer. And this person was just, they were sniffling, they'd coughing. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Just takes you off your game, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to watch a movie. You know, right? Come next weekend. I don't care.
Yeah, right. The Race Across America, RAM. An endurance event built on the website. It's the world's toughest bicycle race.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. It began in 1982. They'll travel 3,000 miles from Oceanside, California to Atlantic City, New Jersey. They're going to cross 12 states in addition to two teams, teams of 2, 4, and 8. A number of solo riders are included. Solo racers will ride, James, 250 to 350 miles a day. For 12 Man. Days. Ugh. You know, we have those 100-mile races. Your Aunt Jill's done that.
Yep. And that's a, yeah.
And it's like, but these guys are doing 250 to 350 miles a day. And then it's not just one time. It's like 12 days in a row to complete the journey.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a global icon, man. 35 countries represented. It always is. It's a sellout. They've raised, you know, millions of dollars per year over the past 5 years. Dang.
Some people like that stuff.
Not 250, 350 miles.
Yeah. Some people, in a day. They like to test themselves like that.
I don't even like driving that far.
No. I'd prefer not.
Not alone ride a bike.
Some people will walk and play a violin at the same time.
I know.
That.
Oh, check this out. I should have followed this up after our turtle story, the sea turtles. Zoo Miami just celebrated the 135th birthday of Goliath.
Yeah.
It's a 517-pound Galapagos turtle.
Tortoise, yeah.
Yeah, tortoise.
Going to outlive all of us.
And even more exciting, it was his first Father's Day, because earlier this month, Goliath became the father for the first time in 135 years, when one of his 8 eggs laid by his mate, Sweet Pea, successfully hatched.
Still got it, 135. How about that?
Still got it going on, man.
Shout out.
Good job.
Shout out Ron McGill. He's the he's the head over at Miami Zoo. One of the great zoos in America.
Yeah.
Miami Zoo.
You're right, yeah. Man. 135 years old, 517 pounds. His mate, Sweet Pea, they figure she's between 85 and 100.
Still doing the dang thing.
Vegetables, you know, we talked about them?
Sure.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Spinach.
That amazes me.
I know. I every time I say that to anybody, they're like, what? I know.
And he's just like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I know.
You know what the number one vegetable is?
Carrot.
Corn.
Yeah, that makes sense.
91%. Followed by?
Carrots.
Potatoes.
Yeah, that makes sense, too.
Followed by carrots.
Carrots. There
yes,
we go.
Yes, there you go. And tomatoes. Least favorite.
Cauliflower.
I can't believe this. No.
Asparagus.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what else is in there? Mushrooms and zucchini. I love zucchini.
I like zucchini, but I'm.
That's like one of my favorite ones.
I can't do zucchini unless it's grilled.
Zucchini and mushrooms are like my favorites. And I like asparagus. I grew up, man, on asparagus. We go pick it all the time.
Man, yeah, see, not for me.
we go pick them and then bring them home. Mom cook them up, and there we go. Yeah.
I'm not a huge... There's not a lot of vegetables that I'll go out of my way and be like, oh, I want this.
It's like, wow.
Carrots. I'll have spinach.
People's least favorites. They're my favorites.
There's a lot of bad ones, though. Cauliflower. I hate cauliflower. Broccoli.
Cauliflower's not one of the worst ones. Turnips. Radishes.
Yeah, good pick.
Radishes, yeah. I wouldn't. Ugh.
People drink, radish juice? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, no. Beet juice is a big thing.
Beet juice, that's,
beet
yeah.
Beet juice, yeah.
There's some things I don't think we need in this world, and that's one of them. we can be without the beet juice.
I can't believe zucchini. I love zucchini. Okay. What New York Yankee catcher said, ain't over till it's over?
Probably Yogi Berra.
You would be correct.
That guy's a walking quote.
I know. Okay, who won the World Series baseball 2004?
Boston Red Sox. We had a tough weekend, I'll be honest with you, for all my Red Sox fans out there. Yeah.
That was like throwing a lob ball to you then, Boston Red Sox. Okay. Cows have sweat glands in what part of their bodies? You'll never get this.
Ooh. Their toes.
Nope, their noses.
Yeah, they don't have toes. I don't even know why I said that.
Okay. I'm not even going to ask you this question. They made this a trivia question. How many outfielders are there in a game of baseball? Hello?
Three?
Yeah.
I was scared that was a trick question.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, sometimes the catcher or the shortstops will play.
I think you can put an extra one out there legally, but you don't. I mean, it doesn't really do anything for you.
If you get somebody that, well, I guess if you got somebody that's always hitting the baseball really good.
Even then, though, that's part of the game. Just not hitting it at anybody, and it's still a base hit.
All right. How many years does it take for a pineapple to grow? This is interesting. Didn't know this.
Years?
Yeah.
Two and a half.
Two.
Okay.
It takes 2 years for a pineapple to grow. Man, that's
interesting.
Slow. That's a slow boat.
That is a slow. Yeah.
It's like a slow boat to Hawaii.
I was going to say, doesn't Hawaii make like a large percentage of our pineapples too?
They do. Yeah. 2 years for a pineapple to grow.
It's a long time.
That's a lot of farming.
You plant the seed and then you're like, all right, I'll be back in about 2 years.
you'd think it'd be that way, but not.
No.
Okay. And how many miles is the U.S. from Russia?
Ooh, it's probably about 450 from the tip of Alaska.
You'd think that it's 2.4 miles.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Yeah.
Not far. James, good to have you in the show this morning. We have Swamp Shop coming your way next hour. Maybe we'll get some garden veggies in there. We're growing them. We got the love garden going on up here.
Hey, maybe we got pineapple, too. Why not?
Pineapple, 2 years, man. Hey, James is next. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Fox News on the way. Swap Shop, get your calls in. Public Pulse at 9:10.